What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is almost here and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay. I'm coming in hot to this podcast.
Okay.
I don't know if it's because, and Easton, I have you on too, because I really need like the male's perspective, even though you are like polar opposite from this person, but I still need to have like your, you know, maleness in this. And I get that like I'm about to just sound maybe crazy to some. Do you have any idea where I'm going?
Like, no clue. I'm trying to follow so bad. I love it, though. What is it?
Okay. You know, we don't really talk about a lot of, like, pop culture stuff on this podcast.
Yes.
Like, not too much. I mean, we talked about, you know, Selling Sunset and all those things, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. We have some housewives on. I have to talk about the apology that Tristan gave to Chloe.
Oh,
I'm sorry. That was not an apology. And I'm not like, can I just like read it really fast? Because I like Please. Got like actually triggered. And I know it's not about me, whatever. Like, I get that.
Well, I can see where that's triggering.
Yeah. So I take full responsibility for my actions. Now that blah, 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 blah. I sincerely apologize to everyone I've hurt or disappointed throughout this ordeal, both publicly and privately. Chloe, this is where my boil goes. Because okay. I'm like, again, I have lived through. I haven't, not to my knowledge, he hasn't, I don't have any little babies. Oh, he has little babies out there. I don't know. Like, oh, there is always that possibility. But Chloe, you don't deserve this. That's right. You don't deserve the heartache and humiliation I have caused you, 100%. You don't deserve the way that I've treated you over the years, 1000%. My actions certainly have not lined up with the way I view you. I have this is the part that literally boils my skin. Ready for it? I have the utmost respect and love for you.
Mm. Clearly not.
This is another thing that this is the next line is so gaslighting to me. And I don't know if it's just me. Regardless of what you may think.
Yeah.
Again, I am so incredibly sorry. I was like, no, that's not an apology. And this is what my issue is. And maybe I'm close to this because I feel like I haven't gotten the apology that I feel like I deserved from my last situation. But like, first of all, don't say in there, I have the utmost respect for you, regardless of what you may think. Well, of course, he doesn't ever, you, what? You don't, res- you,
You don't cheat on someone over and over and over and over again and say that I respect you. Like, you have an issue. You should have said, I have been so disrespectful and I haven't respected you. That's owning something. Yeah. That's apologizing.
Yeah.
That's saying.
Yes.
Yeah, he didn't
know. And you can say, fine. Yes. Okay. You love her. You can say, I love you, but I don't know how to love. Because that's not loving. So if someone says, I have respect for you, I respect you, bull fucking shit. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm getting heated because this is like same, like, it's like the same shit thing, with Mike. But like, how can men like that say that, say they have respect for you and then go, regardless what you may think, because then that makes us feel crazy. That goes to us to going, oh, well, maybe they do respect us, because they're saying, like, the amount of times that he would say, regardless of what you think, like, I won't do it again and I love you and I respect you and da 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 da. That's not respect. And it's not a regardless of what you may think. Like, that's so gaslighting. Am I alone in this?
No, you're not alone.
No, not at all.
It's a lot.
This is something dudes do, though, which is terribly upsetting, because I think when guys do something terrible, they go into like this dumb panic mode part of their brain. Like, these are things I can say that I know they're not true, but there's things I can say because they make me appear to be something that I am not. And then it can get me past this till, and then I can just move on with my life. And it's always like, I can change. This isn't who I really am. Mm-hmm. Regardless of what you think, I have the utmost love and respect for you. No,
regardless of what you think, I'm not going to do it again. Regardless of what you think, I'm healthy now. Regardless of what you think. And you know what that does? That's just gaslighting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And making 100%. The woman feel crazy. And that's why we take back cheaters every single time.
But is that a man thing, or is that just like an unhealthy addict behavior?
I mean, both genders are prone to doing this, but it's heavy-handed on the men, in my personal opinion.
Hmm.
I think men do that a lot more than women do.
I will say, when I like messed up, I never said, like, well, again, not in my last marriage, but like in when I was like dating relationships, I would never say regardless of what you may think, because that's just like, I don't have to say that. I just be like, I'm not going to do that. Or I'm not going to, or this is what I did. You know, it's like, it's regardless like what you may think, is so narcissistically gaslighting.
That was just throwing something in there to make him. Yeah, I don't know.
I respect you regardless of what, don't like, literally, this is what you should have said. Chloe, I messed up. I did not respect you. You know, I messed up over and over again. I didn't respect you. I tried to love you, but I don't know how to love because I don't have respect for myself. You know, I don't respect for, mm-hmm. So don't say you respect someone and then do that.
Well, and I just think that they probably don't have the ability to be that vulnerable and to do that.
No, they don't have empathy. That's the issue.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the piece that
there's actually
my ex never got. That's the piece that I don't think Tristan gets. And that's why, like, girls, they don't feel truly bad. Mm-hmm. They don't take full ownership. And that's my issue with those kind of apologies.
Well, and they can make up in their head why they did something.
Oh, for
sure.
They
can literally make up a reason. Well,
I did
this. It
was too hard.
Because,
I was dating Chloe, or, you know, we wrote a book and it was like so much pressure. I don't care. The you have it. You made choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was heated when I read that.
I'm not surprised now. Yeah. Because when I saw it, I was like, Jana's going to have a thought about this for sure.
It's just, I just don't understand how someone can say I respect you and then still, like, regardless of, like, I just can't.
Well, and then
she deserves a re-apology. Yeah, don't.
Give.
Yeah. Like, why didn't you clear that with someone? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Didn't some woman tell him that it was a narcissistic, like, thing to say?
Yeah. And that's not, like, actually, because he might. Here's the thing. And this is devil's advocate. He might be like, OK. And this is the same thing with Mike or any ex or whatever. They might, that is how that's that they think they're respecting, like, to their best ability of what respecting is. But that is not true respect.
Right.
At all. So, I don't know. I just am like, any woman out there, don't listen to regardless of what you think, because regardless of what you think, they're doing it. They're still doing it. They're going to do it. Regardless of what you think.
Yeah.
I personally think that's like the amount of times that I heard that in my last relationship, like,
it's like you're trying to convince the other person. I don't even understand why.
I'm never going to do it again, regardless what you think. I'm never, I'm a changed person, regardless of what you think. I don't lie anymore, regardless of what you think.
Yeah.
I'm sober, regardless of what you think.
Yeah.
Because you're telling the other person that their thoughts don't matter. And that in itself means you don't respect them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, what you're thinking isn't the truth. And that's not what, and it's not important to me. The person that is like on my hands and knees telling you how much I love you. Also, your thoughts don't matter because they're wrong.
And I remember taking that one piece too to therapy. Like, how can you say you respect someone and do B?
Yeah.
How? Mm-hmm. Don't that's say you respect
I'm like,
me.
That's what got me the most more reading than regardless it? Was saying, I respect you. And I'm like, no, you don't get to say that. You do not get to say I respect you, because out of all the things you might actually love that person.
Sure.
You might actually whatever. You do not respect them or you wouldn't do it. I don't think.
Exactly. Like, don't say you respect. Be like, I have disrespected you.
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry for that.
There's no respect.
I would have accepted that as Chloe. I would have accepted that if Mike said that to me. Like, you know, I have disrespected you. Not, well, I did these things because.
But then would she just go back to him because he said the right thing?
I mean, they're always going to say the right thing. That's the problem. But then we have to look at the pattern. It's like, if I were to look back at all the things that a like Tristan, like Mike person said, they're gonna, if they do it again, it's a pattern.
Yeah. I hope she doesn't.
I really pray. And I was like rooting for them, like,
sure,
to make it work. Cause I'm always the person, like, even to this day, everyone's like, do you believe in the good fight? Do you believe? I 1000% believe that people can change and that you can grow. But I mean, even like, you know, Lisa, you know, Turkist, I always pronounce her last name, butcher it, but I love her. And she's like, you know, people, if their patterns, they continue. And it's like, at some point you just have to realize it as a pattern and it's not changing. So, but I do believe in, if someone makes a mistake, the ability to change and to not cheat again. I do believe that. But I also think if there's a pattern and it's not changing, like, don't stay in it, because you're going to be, you know, you just, yeah. I mean, honestly, Catherine, if I would have stayed in my marriage, it would have happened again. Mm-hmm. And who knows when I would have left? Would start over at 50, 60?
Yeah.
Lord. Tough. Yeah. But anyways, I'm sorry. I just had to like get on my little soapbox because it really triggered me the other day when I read it. And I can only imagine how freaking Chloe felt.
Poor thing.
And I just like, I don't know. We don't know the ins and outs, but regardless of who they are, what they are, how they are, that is not an apology. Mm-hmm. And someone who's been in that same shoes deserves a better apology. Don't do it to the people. Do it to her.
Yeah. That's the other thing.
Anyone like, listening?
Public apology. Yeah. Come on. I can't with that.
Just, yeah. And anyone else listening, don't say regardless what you think.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. Show people the actions.
Right. Yeah. Just actually. It's not rocket science. It really is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Words
yeah
it's don't not mean complicated. Anything unless, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the easiest thing. Just, yeah. Just like own what you did. And talk change. About how you're going to move on. That's all.
Yeah.
I mean, Catherine, you've got some stuff you want to talk about too, but we have, so can we save that to the end of the show?
Because
I know you and the Wind Down listeners have some burning questions.
Burning.
But we have got, have you ever watched Catfish?
Yes, a few times.
Have you ever been catfished?
No.
You haven't?
Mm-mm. Have you?
Well, like define catfished.
Well, that's what I kind of want to know. I want to ask.
Okay.
I really kind of need the definition of catfished.
All right. Well, we have the host of Catfish on the show, Neve Shulman. So I'm excited to get him on. Let's take a break and then we will talk all about catfish.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. What's up, Neve?
Hey.
Hey, you. Guys? How are you? I'm really glad you didn't, you probably heard that. I'm really glad you didn't catfish me today.
Oh, yeah.
How many times did you get that one? Oh, my mom jokes are coming out.
I was gonna say, they're coming.
They're coming.
Well, I am a black belt in dad jokes, so the more the merrier.
Okay, good. Okay, I, as a former Dancing with the Stars alumni as well, I was really rooting for you on that show. You were so
apparently
good.
Not hard enough. Maybe you had, you know, got a few more people to vote.
I know, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I would have had it, but
did you have fun?
It's okay. That experience is the only thing that's ever happened that really made me regret my life choices. I should have just been a professional dancer. I should have just pursued dance and been a dancer, but alas, I'm happy with where I'm at. So it's fine.
No, you were really good and you were fun to follow along. So that was, if anyone wants to go watch.
How did it go for you? How was your experience?
Semifinals, but you know, I had a few breakdowns along the way. Uh-huh. Cause it's like, you know, I'm not a dancer.
Were you ever in the bottom too? Or what?
Yeah.
You do it differently, right?
Me and Gleb were in the bottom like all the time.
Ooh, yeah. Gleb.
Gleb.
Were you single at the time?
I was separated.
Interesting question.
Yeah. Yeah, I was separated. But yeah, no, it was
I'll have to talk about that another time.
But it was crazy because I feel like it's just, it mentally just messes you up, you know, because you're like, you're you and you are successful. And then you go on a show and you're like, I suck.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes you feel like you're just, I don't know. For me, it was fun. I would actually love to go back and then have more fun with it.
Yeah.
And not be like miserable with my marriage.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
Well, how is your marriage now?
Oh, I got divorced. Okay. Yeah. So speaking of catfish, oh man, we can laugh about it now.
For you now.
I know, but I will tell you, like, it's been, you know, now in like the dating world, I'm like the terrified of being like catfished, right? Because like a lot of times you meet people online or, you know, dating apps or, I mean, I remember one time and when, gosh, before I met my ex-husband, I went on a, I think it was OkCupid. And I met with this guy, but he was like not the height he was at. Like he said he was like 6 foot and I show up and he's like 5 foot. I'm like, is that catfished or no?
Well, yeah. Well, actually that's funny. I was just talking to someone. I can't remember who is in a relationship now with a girl, but when they met, he was shocked because, you know, the pictures that she had posted were either from long enough ago and or had been edited and altered to make her, you know, look a lot thinner than she is. Mm-hmm. And if she had posted photos of herself the way she really looked, they probably would not have gone out with them, but they did. And they amazingly, it didn't matter. And they actually ended up in a relationship, but yeah, it's happening a lot. I mean, people are obviously doing whatever they can to make themselves as appealing as possible. And I think the word is technically kitten fishing, where you're you, but you're sort of bending and blurring the lines.
I bet that happens all the time. Women want to be skinnier and men want to be taller.
Right.
Yeah, like there's
a little younger or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's that face app. I mean, there's one even filter on Instagram that I tried using one time because I was like, oh, my friend Caitlin looks so pretty. And I tried it. And I was like, oh my God, I look nothing like myself. So I was like,
you're
can't.
You're not talking about Caitlin Bristow, though.
No. Okay. Caitlin Crosby.
Right. Because we don't, you know, we can't talk.
We don't talk about Caitlin Bristow. We're good.
No.
I know.
Kidding,
I know.
I actually really like her. Anyway. So yeah, so catfishing for sure. Still happening more and more.
How?
Yeah.
But like, I mean, your show's been on for 10 years. So obviously it's still happening.
We're going to have our 10 year anniversary soon. We're about to actually have our 10 year anniversary. And I'm actually at the catfish office in LA right now, about to go film another episode. I mean, they just keep coming in, the emails, the applications, doesn't seem to be any end.
So it used to be, you got catfished. Like, how did you get catfished 10 years ago when there wasn't really the dating app? Were there dating apps 10 years ago?
There was just like,
it was sort of, yeah, early on, but not really. No, I mean, I think it tended to be primarily just sort of through social media. That was sort of where the show started, which was, you know, I'm on Facebook. I got this friend request. Mm. This guy or girl seems really sweet and cute, but they live far away, and now we're talking. And you know, we met on an AOL chat room or on MySpace.
Ooh,
or
AOL, you know, like chat rooms. It was, yeah,
right. Yeah. We even did an episode once where people met on like a chat line. I don't know if you remember that.
No.
You know, you call in a phone number and you listen to people's recordings where they're like, hey, I'm Jeff and I'm 25 and I'm a friend. And then you're like, yeah, that sounds good. Then it connects you with them.
Oh,
and I've never used one, but it's a thing.
My gosh.
Anyway, so there've been, you know, different forms over the years. And obviously before the internet, people were getting catfished, you know, through like letters, right? People had pen pals, and yeah, it's like, you know, throughout the ages there have been different ways, but yeah, I mean, now it's just so easy.
Yeah. What's been like the saddest thing for you over the years? Like, was there a story that you actually felt like really bad for someone?
Yeah, for sure there have been. It's hard to separate them in my brain.
Sure.
When I kind of just try to like go through the catalog of, because I think we've done almost 200 episodes now.
Wow.
And sort of pick one out. I mean, there have definitely been people who I think were more devastated or heartbroken than others. Uh-huh. At sort of discovering the truth of this relationship, whether it was because it was a longer relationship or just because they had really thought this person cared about them. Oh, you know what it was? There was one that just came to mind. There was this girl. I can't remember the names, but she was a young Black girl, and we took her to meet this other Black girl. It was the first time she'd ever like dabbled in a same sex relationship, which was a big deal for her. And she was really nervous about it. And I don't know if she'd come out fully to her family and friends. And we took her to meet this girl in San Francisco, and it turned out the girl wasn't lying about who she was. She was just scamming her. She was just like using her for money. Mm. And obviously the other girl was just so devastated because she felt like she'd finally put herself out there and met a woman and had felt something. And it turned out it was just kind of all fraud.
Oh, that's a bummer, especially like when you're trying to like something that's, you know, new. And what's tips not to get catfished? FaceTime.
You know, I mean, look, it's getting catfished, you know, just like, you know, nowadays, right, with like COVID, right? I don't want to try to say that they're similar, but like you can take precautions, right? You can wear a mask, you can social distance, you can do all these things that are all like good and good precautions to take, but there's always going to be a vulnerable spot, right? There's always going to be some way in that you can't predict or that you're not looking out for, or you let your guard down for a second. And I think it's the same with like love, right? I mean, no matter how closed up someone is or how many times they've been burned or if they have trust issues, like if the right person with the right message at the right time catches you kind of off guard, I think people are so desperate for affection and attention that they're quick to forget that, oh my God, wait a second. I don't know this person. We don't have mutual friends. You know, their profile is weird, but God, they're so sweet. And oh, they make me feel so good. So like, let me just talk to them. Mm. And then before you know it, that sort of turns into a flirting and then a daily conversation and feelings like, it's hard. It's hard. I mean, so the trick, I guess, is if you can give yourself like a very strict rule that if you're talking to someone that you don't know in person, they have to video chat with you. You know, they have to have a certain sort of level of presence online, whether it's photos with friends and tagged accounts and like people that you interact. Like, I always think it's weird when I talk to people on the show and I'm like, oh, you've been talking to them for a few years. Like, who are their friends? Or are you friends with any of their friends on Instagram? Like, who do you follow? Like, surely people post pictures of their life and they're like, if they don't have anybody else in their life that's visible that you can sort of contact or connect with or follow, like that's weird. So I don't know. There's lots of ways to sort of look out for it. But again, it's amazing what the sort of brain and heart are able to do to convince people when they're something that they want, you know?
Oh, for sure. Especially if you're, wanting that companionship.
But to sort of tie it in to what you said before, the story I said before about the girl who kind of got scammed. Similarly, in ways to not get catfished, you should also there a lot of romance scams are happening right now. Like, I think people forget that just because you're on a dating app means that like someone can't be on there just looking to scam you, whether they're lying, like not to catfish you for love, like just to scam you, which is sort of partly why I did this whole thing with Zelle. Do you guys use Zelle?
No, what is that?
Really? You don't know what Zelle is?
No.
Oh, you do?
I have no idea. What is it?
You've heard of it. Okay.
What is it?
I've heard of it. I don't know.
So
I've never heard of it.
Oh, wow. Okay. So
I'm looking at it right now.
It's a like peer-to-peer payment platform.
Oh. Is it like a Venmo? So
it's similar. The difference is that Zelle is like built into your banking app, right? So if you have
Zelle is a fast, safe, and easy way to send and receive money with friends, family, and others you trust.
Right, exactly. And what's cool about Zelle is that it's way more like sort of verified, and they're making a big effort, and I'm thrilled to be a part of it, to like help people avoid sending money to the wrong people and getting scammed. Mm-hmm. And so I'm realizing more and more that, like, especially with the pandemic, a lot of people are out of work and they're turning to sort of online scam activities to support themselves. We even did an episode where the person was like, yeah, I'm just, since the pandemic, I lost my job. And now I just go online and I catfish guys and they send me money.
Oh my God.
Like, anyways, yeah. So you gotta be really careful. You gotta be smart with your heart and your cash.
Yeah. Don't do that. Don't give cash.
No. And it's so crazy too, cause I'll get people being like, oh, we've been talking for, you know, months, and I'm like, that is not my account. Like,
yeah,
I don't
doing that stuff for years.
You know, it's like, yeah. And then right. It's like, are you at, this person says you're asking for money. And I'm like, anybody with a blue check mark is not going to ask for money. Like, you're just not, like, right? Right.
I'd hope not.
Jesus. I don't know. It's just great. Like, it's just like, yeah, I love it. Do the, and I always say, like, within the first week, I'm like, I'm FaceTiming with you. I don't care. Like, yeah, cause you never know. Right. Even if you do have a blue check mark, you could be scammed. Someone could be like, easily, you know, maybe their account got hacked.
Yeah. They can hack an account.
I'm like, why is A-Rod wanting to DM me? I'm kidding. But like, you know, so
we,
it's like,
we did an episode with a guy who was verified, and he had like, he had his nephew kind of running his, like, social media. So he, like, his yeah. nephew was using his DMs to like talk to girls because mm-hmm. they thought it was, you know, like to get like sexy pictures, you know, like, you know, there's weird stuff kind of that happens.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Wait, how long have you been married for?
I will have been married. We got married in 2017.
I'm glad I asked you.
So this will be, I guess it'll be 5 years in June.
What's been the hardest part of marriage? Knowing your wedding date has been the hardest part.
I know. The hardest part about being married.
I stumped you.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's in a good way, though, because, like, you know, it hasn't been that hard.
That's good.
You know, I mean, I think the hard right now, the space that gets occupied for me about that's like difficult is just our kids, right? Like having three kids is just, that's hard.
That's a lot.
It's great, but it's also hard.
Yeah.
So I think right now then the answer would probably be like finding time for us, you know, like being able to like just to be in love. That's hard. Mm. But when you're married, like it can get hard to like just remember to be in love. Yeah.
Okay. So in the next few weeks, surprise your wife with a date.
Yeah. No, I'm actively always looking for ways to do stuff. I even, you know, like it's embarrassing, but, you know, I get like ads on TikTok for like cute, like romantic gifts a lot, which is great. You know, like, you know, oh my God, if my boyfriend got me this, it would be so sweet. And so I even got her, and this is actually funny because I kind of sometimes confuse our wedding anniversary. Is it the June 22nd or July 22nd? So I actually got a keychain, like a really cute heart shaped keychain with like the month of, I guess, is it?
He still doesn't know.
June or
here, let me Google when you got married and
Google
then
like, it,
I am right now.
But it's got like a circle around the day we got married.
When did we someone get married?
So okay. That. That's more
you got
me,
married
right?
July 22nd, 2017.
Right. Okay. I hope I got it right on the keychain.
Please tell me you did, because that would be hilarious. Yeah. Well,
it's
I love
tough.
It.
You know what? Yeah. I think combination of age and now three kids. Like,
how old
I
are
always
you?
Used to think I'm 37.
Okay, I'm 38. You can't talk about age because that's not fair. Because now you make me feel really old.
Well, no, I just mean like you start to think, you know, I have a lot of dates to keep in my head now. Mm-hmm. I've got to remember all the kids' birthdays. I've got to remember like medical related info.
Yeah.
phone, you know, it's just a lot. Secure, social security stuff. Like there's a lot of things.
A lot of numbers.
I just mix it up. Yeah.
Well, you know what? As long as you're happy, that's all that matters. And it sounds like you are. And
things are great.
Keep watching Catfish on MTV. I'm excited that it's been on for so long.
Thanks. Yeah. Wednesdays, 8 o'clock.
Wednesdays, 8 o'clock. And maybe I'll see you on like the All Stars Dancing with the Stars, you know, like.
maybe. I wish. I thought maybe it was going to happen this year because it was like the 30th anniversary season. But alas.
Here we are. Here we are. Alas. Still sitting here.
Yeah.
Not dancing.
Waiting for the call.
Waiting. All right. You're the best. Don't get catfished out there. And yeah, stop the scammers because that's not cool.
Thanks, guys.
You're the best.
See ya.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Oh, he's funny. I love him. Thank you. Bye.
He legitimately did not know if it was June or July.
He had not a clue. Glad we can Google it, though.
So sweet.
That was really funny. Okay, let's take a break, and then Catherine will be back with some questions.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call,
and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, Kat, what's up?
Well, first thing I forgot to ask you.
Okay.
Last week.
Oh.
Did you cry on New Year's?
I didn't!
I didn't! I mean, I was with you earlier in the night.
But
I was just curious. I was like, I'm going to ask you. I was going to wait.
No, I made my little goal list. And I did personal, work, and relationship, like, you know, friends, whatever, what I want for the heart this year. And it was great. And then I played ping pong, had some friends over, and it was really, really great. And I was like, so happy I didn't cry.
Good. I'm so glad.
Yeah, it was great.
I mean, how many years has it been?
Years.
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 Well, hey, here's to 2022 being your year.
Yay. Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah. Actually re-listened to that episode with Sheree.
Yeah.
Because it was that meditation stuff was good. And then just kind of, her voice is very calming too.
Yes, I loved her.
I know.
She was so cute.
But yeah, no, that was a good way to go into the year. But I did have, was it the next day?
Oh, no.
Oh no.
Oh no, there's a butt.
No, there wasn't a butt. But I had like I had a freak out because I'm like, and I kind of posted, I didn't kind of post, I posted it on Instagram. It's kind of like the unknown year.
Yeah.
Kind of freaked me out a little bit because I was like, because, you know, even though last year everything happened, whatever, but at least I went into the year like as a family and married. Right. And like,
you're like, I have no clue what's going to happen this year.
I have no clue.
Yeah.
But it's like kind of great. And Annie Downs, because I DM'd her and was like, I love you. Thanks for that talk in church. She would love to come on the podcast.
Oh,
so we're going to get her on. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. To kind of talk about the unknown year and all about it. But it was just like that. It caused me a teeny bit of anxiety, but also I'm kind of like looking at it in a way to be like, okay,
it's exciting.
Let's make exciting things happen in the unknown year.
Steve, unknown year.
Yes. Go for it.
How are things? How's your love life?
Oh, wow. Okay, Mark.
Mark's not here. I thought I would just, you know, I'm just going to go for it. Didn't even ask you if I could.
No, you did not. Did you see my TikTok?
I did. That's why I'm asking. I feel like if we're posting, I can ask. It was cute.
It was cute. I'm too old to be doing TikTok, but it was fun. And I laughed a lot and had a good time.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. There are quite a few questions.
about the TikTok or the
no, I here, let me go to it really fast. I went to, so I said, you know, I'm Instagramming, I'm podcasting today. If you guys have any questions,
see, I'm just asking what the people want to know.
And the questions were all
that same thing.
New man, happy for you. Who's the boy? Is he your boyfriend? Who's the guys in your stories? Hope he's your guy and makes you happy. Who's the guy you're hanging with? How did you meet Ian? They're like literally every single one. Who are you climbing on?
Climbing.
Oh.
You do look really happy in all of them. I will say
that. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, I guess that's all I'm getting.
I'm people. Scared.
Okay. That's fair.
This is a scary thing. Dating is scary.
Yeah.
It's very scary. It's a scary world out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't get catfished.
I know, right? No, it's just, it's scary and I'm scared. I'll say that.
Taking it a day at a time?
Day at a time.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Anything
I'll
else?
Let you off. I do have another question.
Go.
Another one I forgot to ask you.
Okay.
What is the update on your friend that invited Mike to the party?
Well, she heard the episode.
Oh, great.
Unfollowed me on Instagram.
Oh.
And then posted stuff about like real friends, put truth to you, you know, speak the truth to you and fake friends just don't call you out. And I think that was directed towards me, but either way, I kind of sat back with it. And again, I'm like, okay, my real friends would never have done that. And so I think Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what it is. And, it, you know, thinking kind of like what Amy said to your therapist, where she was like, focus on the friendships that really matter to you. Mm-hmm. And that one, I just am having a really hard time with. And I just have no need to have that kind of friendship where someone can say the negative things about someone, support me. It feels very like fake supportive.
Yeah.
And then not say anything to me because they were hurt and do something that's a little like, what was the word you used? Opportunistic or opportunistic. Mean. Yeah.
Oh yeah. It felt very, I forgot the word I used now, but yeah, I mean, it was like,
that's just a friend would never do that.
No. Well, and you know, we talk a lot in therapy about loyalty.
Yes.
And loyal friends. Mm-hmm. And even if there was an issue, she should have come to you, mm-hmm. not just invited him and not told you.
Yeah.
That's not being a loyal friend.
No. And again, like, that's fine. Like, I have no problem. Again, I'm sure we'll be at the same things with, but I mean, that would have been our only friends that we would have maybe done something, but I had, again, had no idea since they had said such negative things and hadn't spoken to him. So it just felt like, well, you hurt me, so I invited him.
Right.
Like, what?
Oh yeah. It was vindictive. It felt vindictive.
Yeah. So that's, and I don't want to go into the year. I kind of said my piece, and I want to go into the new year with focusing on the friendships that are really important to me and cater to those and
yeah,
be a good friend to those people.
Yeah.
And continue to be a good friend to those people. And I don't know. What about you and your friend?
I agree. I haven't heard back from her. So.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm still struggling with that one. Loyalty is a big one for me. Mm-hmm. We're talking about that a lot in therapy. And we talked more about it today.
Oh, you had therapy today?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us right before more.
Oh, Lord. But yes, to answer that, loyalty is just a very big one to me. Mm-hmm. I think going back to family, I didn't feel like my family was loyal.
Really?
And yeah.
When did that come up?
Today.
No, but I mean, like, when did you realize that?
Literally today.
Wow.
Yeah. It was
you had a breakthrough.
Yeah. A little bit. Yeah. Well, we've been talking about loyalty with friends, but then it just kind of hit me today that I didn't feel like people in my life growing up were loyal.
Like who?
My mom.
When?
Ever.
Really?
I mean, for a lot of, yeah. So.
In like what ways did you not feel like loyalty from your mom?
Well, I didn't feel like she had my back. I didn't feel like I could trust her.
Mm.
You know, I don't believe the things that come out of her mouth still to this day. Mm. I mean, and we have a fine relationship now, but there's really no trust there. And so when it comes out in other people, mm-hmm. when it comes out in friends, you know,
it's triggered.
Yeah, it is. And then there's a part of me that just wants to email her back and go, okay, forget about it. Forget I said anything. Mm. It's fine. Don't worry about it. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always my like go-to. And I still every day, sometime, every whatever, I'm like, maybe I should just do that to make mm-hmm. everything okay. But I don't want to do that this time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really don't. I just want, so I don't know. I don't know where that will end up, but I never heard back from her when we addressed it. So I did the first time, but not the second time. So I don't know. If it fizzles, it fizzles.
You know, it's really interesting that you say that piece because a part of me, I was even a couple of days ago with the situation with that friend of texting and being like, hey, I'm sorry, let's sit down mm-hmm. and talk, just because I don't want, and it's not that I don't want negative energy, but I just, I want her to like me and yeah, not have like negative energy
thing, yeah.
or bad energy about yeah. me, even though I know that like I can sit and go, I would love to hear how I hurt her, even though it doesn't, but
yeah,
I don't know.
It's you hard. Know oh yeah. I mean, we have mutual friends and I constantly am like, oh, I hate that. Like, you know, our mutual friends may think badly of me, but I'm like, you know what? I can't let that, you know, there's always two sides to every story. I understand that. But you know, it's tough and I know that I'm going to lose probably some friendships over it, but you know, at the same time, I'm not 2022. Catherine is not just going to go in and say, okay, I'm sorry. Pretend like I never said anything and just sweep it under the rug. I'm not going to do that. So if she wants to come to me and say, hey, let's really talk about this mm-hmm. and let me apologize for what I did, but here's why I did. And here's what you did or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Same. Yeah.
But you know, we don't need to go in and just clear the energy to clear the energy. And in my opinion, mm-hmm. I mean, I think that we can be respectful and we can be kind and we can be nice, but that doesn't mean we have to cave either.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah, I like that a lot.
So anyway.
Good. 2022 is looking good.
It's looking great.
It's looking good. We're falling on our butts from TikToks. We're learning in therapy.
Did y'all ever get it like good?
The challenge? Did you see it?
Oh, I didn't see the good one.
Yeah, I didn't post the good ones on Instagram.
Oh, I get it.
And then we did another one too. And then we might try the koala.
I saw you post that. I don't know what it is. I'm not like
the koala.
I'll ask my kids.
Someone DM'd me and was like, "You should try the koala."
I want to watch.
So I got to ask him if we can try that one. But I have a feeling I will fall flat on my face. But
you can do it. Having said that, you're the girl that can't do a handstand against the wall.
Nope, can't do it. Yeah. Okay. We'll be back next week. See you then.
See ya.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.